96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about your money tonight and a topic few of us really like dealing with. We're talking about your taxes. We all have to pay them. But what if you're just starting out, you know, new college degree, new salary, disposable income, going out, drinks, restaurants, the whole bit, new clothes. But a lot of young professionals get an unpleasant surprise around April 15th when they have to file their taxes. It's really, they get slammed. Simple. That's just the way it is. Well, joining me to talk about this are Stephanie Baker, Director of Baker's Tax Accounting Service, and Salome Tinker. She's a CPA with TSC Enterprise. Lines are open. Give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher, or follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. We want to let our listeners know that the bottom line tonight is we're going to help you save money. We're going to keep more money in your pocket, keep it out of Uncle Sam's pocket, or depending on what state you're in, Cousin Sam, the state of Maryland, Virginia, wherever you happen to be. So please, if you have a tax question, give us a call. Thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it. So let's talk first of all about young professionals, folks who are either just getting out of college or folks who are really have been in the workforce for just a handful of years and they don't have any tax shelter. Salome, what is it that they should be most concerned about? What is it that they don't know?
What they should be most concerned about is trying to make sure that they claim zero when they first get that job so that at the end, on April 15th, they don't owe money.
That's my biggest thing. And then also be mindful nowadays that we have these Uber drivers and everyone is doing this independent contracting work that you really have to take in consideration that secondary income when you're calculating your taxes, because you could find yourself in the old situation if you don't manage that properly.
Okay, so for example, let us assume for a moment that there is no side hustle, that you just got a great job. I'll give you an example. We have a lot of young professionals who are coming out with these STEM degrees, engineering degrees, and they're being picked up by engineering firms, defense contractors and the like, and they're starting off with $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. And I'm not just talking about here in the DC metro, but I'm talking about in places like Huntsville, Alabama, for example, down in Texas, in California, where you come straight out of school and you're getting a big, big check. What happens? What does Uncle Sam say, or what is he looking at when he's looking at your check?
He's looking at your income. Uh-huh. He's looking at your income. And what you need to do, if you don't have any deductions, you don't have any dependents, you don't own a home right now, you need to look at your W-4. You need to make sure that your exemptions, just like Salome said, are at zero, because you don't have anything to counter that right now. So you need to make sure you're taking out maximum withholdings. But you also want to consider using your tax shelters. People think that's a scary phrase, but really, it's not illegal to go to your job and have them put more money into your 401k. Okay, let's max out that contribution. You're young. Where's your money going? Let's put it in that 401k. Let's be prepared for retirement when it comes, because when it comes, a lot of retirees aren't ready. You can start out ready by just making that max contribution. It's going to lower your tax liability. It's going to reduce your taxable income. That's what we want to do. We want to look at places where we can shift that money so it works for us. And we're going to have to pay Uncle Sam regardless, mm-hmm. either throughout the year or at the end of the year. But what we want to do is make sure that we maximize and make the situation work best for us.
But hold on for a minute. You're talking about retirement. I'm 25, 26 years old. I'm spry, footloose, fancy free, sexy, slim, and hanging out at the club and doing everything. Why should I concern myself with 401ks, 403bs, IRAs right at this point in my life?
Well, technically, you won't see a difference in your paycheck. That's mm-hmm. what I tell people. I mean, if you put that money away, by the time it's taxed, it'll probably equal to the same amount you were going to get anyway, mm-hmm. and it lowers your tax bracket. Another point I would like to make is these people that are coming out into these STEM programs are getting picked up for government contracts, of which they may be trying to be the employer may consider them not an employee, but an independent contractor. In that case, at the end of the year, they'll get a 1099. But what that meant was is that throughout the whole year, you should have been paying estimated taxes. And if you don't, you may get sticker shock. So, for example, say someone came out of college and they made $100,000. At the end of the year, Uncle Sam wants between 15 to 25% of that, you know, less your expenses. So, one, you need to be taking care, making sure that you keep track of your expenses that you're making. And then you need to be saying, okay, well, per quarter, if I make $20,000, you know, a quarter, 10 to 15% I need to send to Uncle Sam. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
Absolutely.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about your taxes, trying to help you keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket and away from Uncle Sam. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Damon, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Damon. What's on your mind?
We ever thought about operating upon the trust the way that schools, colleges, or hospitals do to pay no taxes?
Okay.
And that's a complete legal way of handling yourself.
Okay, you're saying operating under a trust. What does he mean specifically?
I'm asking him to be a little bit more clear.
Yeah,
we're all kind of looking baffled. Are you talking about operating a business under a trust?
Operating yourself as a business under a trust, but not as a business. See, our straw man sees us in court as two different persons. We have our living self and then our straw man.
Okay.
Most of us look about our Social Security card or our driver's license. It's all in caps, which means that we've been set up under an incorporation by the entity that distributed it to us.
Oh, so you were talking. You're talking about incorporating yourself.
We've already been self-incorporated. If you look at how your driver's license is failed in all caps, your Social Security is in all caps.
Mm-hmm.
You've already been structured as a straw man.
Okay, hold on for a minute, Damon. Let me see if I can clarify this. I've seen this happen before. Back when I was in television, there was a main anchor who had the job not pay him, but had his job pay a corporation named after him. How does that work when it comes to taxes? And legally, is that one of those kind of gray areas?
If you incorporate yourself, then you will be filing 1120 and you will be paying taxes at the corporate level. So I'm not familiar with the situation that you're talking about. That's really a lot complicated for the millennial.
But I mean, and I don't think age has anything to do with that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that I think what he's talking about is in some kind of way having you become a corporation or some kind of business where there's some kind of way that you avoid taxes. Is that possible?
I don't know that at the core there's a way to avoid taxes legally.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't go there. But what I would do, and this kind of prompts me to just let everyone know to do your research. You know, don't just, you know, go out and listen to your auntie or your neighbor or, you know, whomever. Do your research. You know, if this is something that you find interesting, mm-hmm. you know, research it before you move forward with something like that. I am not well versed on that, but, you know, it sounds like a very interesting thing to look up.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Glenn calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Glenn. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you doing? Great program as usual.
Thank you
just
so much.
Trying out, if you're on disability, do you have to pay taxes to, say, if you get a disability check from insurance or if you're getting workman's compensation, do you have to pay taxes on it?
Yeah. You know, it depends. If you're receiving workman's compensation from your job, yeah, the likelihood is that they will issue you a W-2. And that will that money will be taxed. So, of course, everything depends on the amount of the income, you know, whether or not you actually have a liability at the end of the day, you know. So, yes, for workman's compensation, in most cases, you do have to file taxes for that.
Yeah, and then but on the same flip, if you're also talking like the retirement benefits, it just would depends on how you set up your structure. So, for instance, if you do a pre-tax versus a post-tax retirement, then again, that situation would detect if it's taxed or not.
Okay, thank you so much, Glenn. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking about shielding your money from Uncle Sam and taxes, the best way to pay less. 202-319-7810. Ron, calling from Temple Hills. Thanks for calling, Ron. What's on your mind?
Well, just a suggestion. If you incorporate yourself, as the young man was mentioning before, keep in mind your tax bracket, usually when you're looking at millennial, that's getting at 15 to 25%. Everything that you have all these deductions, your house, your office, your supplies, that allows you to deduct additional monies from that. And also, charitable deductions will also reduce your taxable base. And keep that in mind as well.
Absolutely. Just to piggyback on what Ron was saying, great point. I want to say, you know, what I always encourage my clients to do, and I also encourage my clients to bring their children with them so that I could, you know, give them a heads up on what we'll expect when they receive their first W-2. What I want to encourage you to do is substantiate. That is my favorite word to use. Any of my clients listening tonight knows I'm always stressing that you need to substantiate. So make sure that if you have expenses related to any job that you're doing, particularly if you're going to receive a 1099, that you are keeping your receipts. The IRS is a little antiquated in that they still want to see receipts. So make sure you keep them. Make sure you log all of your miles because you can write off your mileage. So be sure to do that. Anything that you spend to make your business happen is deductible. Remember that. If you spend money to make this business happen, it is deductible, but you need to be able to substantiate it. That's very important.
For those who want to find out more about you two, Salome, how can someone find you online?
Yes, my website is tsccpas.com. You can Facebook us at TSC Enterprise. We have a Facebook page. And we're located in Suitland, Maryland.
Okay. And Stephanie, same for you. How can folks find you?
You can check my website out at www.bakerstaxservice.com. We're located in Washington, D.C. in Southeast. You can also check us out on Facebook at Baker's Tax and Accounting Service. Give us a call, 202-563-7640. We'd love to help you.
And give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're about to take a break, but if you're on the line, Melissa in Frederick, Kevin in Washington, D.C., Melvin in D.C., and Lori in Baltimore, stay with us. You will be able to hear the program, and we are going to take your phone calls in just a few seconds. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Wes Hall is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your phone calls. If you can't get through, please keep trying. I promise we will get to you even after 7:30. Stay with us. More of your phone calls in just a bit. The house.